Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, tonight we're going to wrap it up in style as always. This segment with Dynamo manager Owen Coyle is brought to you by HoustonDynamo.com. Now, the Dynamo on the road for their next two this Saturday, March 19th, at Red Bull Arena in New Jersey, even though they're the New York Red Bulls. Frankly, it's New Jersey. And then Saturday, March 26th, we'll go to Vancouver. Then the Dynamo back home Sunday, April 10th against Seattle. That's one you're going to want to get tickets for. And then April 15th, the LA Galaxy and all their stars. So you get your tickets over at HoustonDynamo.com, and the Houston Dynamo bring you right now the Dynamo manager, Owen Coyle. Owen, thank you as always for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Glenn. Always lovely to chat. You know that.
Well, listen, this was a comprehensive performance. It was over in 27 minutes, maybe even earlier, and it sent sort of shockwaves around Major League Soccer. Just let's get your thoughts on this outstanding victory over FC Dallas 5-0.
Yeah, I think, listen, you and I spoke about this last week getting into the game. We knew we were playing against, which they are, an outstanding team. A team that I felt was probably the best team in the MLS last year, although they never got the ultimate prize. So we knew they were going to have to be our very best from the first whistle, which we were. And you're right, the lads played with real tenacity and real vigour, a lot of quality, culminating in some very good goals, and thoroughly merited the 3 points. But it was great for me because Dallas, and given it's a Texas derby, they've had somewhat the Indian sign over the Dynamo for the last 3 years or so. So it was nice that we stopped that and we put our own impression on the game. It was a record score, I think, for the Dynamo in that derby as well. So there was a lot of positives, and that's great for us moving forward.
You know, Owen, before this game, I said, there is some pressure on the Dynamo here, and I know everybody can go to, well, it's early in the season, but in year two here and transitioning the team and 11 new players and a lot of things going on, a lot of parts moving. I mean, I'm sitting here going, you want to get off to a good start and you want to light a fire under this fan base. And that's exactly what you did.
No, you're right on that. And I'll tell you why. Not even from, and every point you've made there is all relative to what we're doing. But we and I'm not going to wait for this, Glenn. I've said this to you before because the way I think and operate. I mean, we were hurt by our performances against Dallas last year, in respect of that, although we came in and inherited, we just felt that we never got to a level we were capable of. And you have your professional pride and everything else. And given it was a derby and, the Texas rivalry, then we wanted to address that. Now, we're still not the finished article. We've got loads of stuff we want to continue to improve, but we're in far better shape to deal with a team like an FC Dallas than we were last year, because they really punished us with the pace and power they had. And you know what? Really, we did to them on the weekend there what they did to us last year. And that's what was great about it. And all of a sudden, I think early into the game, you could see the FC Dallas players thinking, wow, this is a different team we're playing this year. This is a different makeup. And that was good for me from a coaching perspective to see that from the side of the field.
You know, Owen, the other thing that really struck me from the vantage point of the television booth was after goal number two, after goal number three, the Houston Dynamo never let up. I mean, the foot was on the accelerator. You suffocated them. You never allowed them a moment to breathe and get back into the first half.
No, well, we felt, we chatted about this before the game. We felt that was going to be important because I think FC Dallas, when games start and they're tight games, if you allow them to play in the front foot, they can be difficult opponents because, let's not be kidded, Arute, Barrios, Diaz, Castillo, I mean, these boys are wonderful players in our league and they can hurt any opposition as they have done many, many times. They added Gretzo in the middle of the park. They brought Figueroa in at the back. I mean, this is an improved FC Dallas team from last year, but we knew we had to play in the front foot. And the pleasing thing for me, Glenn, and when I analysed the whole game, is that we gave two types of different performances within the game. We started the game on the front foot knowing that we had to go hell for leather to get in front and dominate the game, which we did. And then at halftime, with all due respect, we knew that we were in a position that, we had the game won. So what we had to do then, and we did it very cleverly in the second half, we actually allowed FC Dallas the ball in the second half to say, well, you could come on to us, which they did. Gave them a little bit of possession, but never at any time did they penetrate us really or hurt us. But knowing that at times we could pick them off on the counter-attack, which we did again. And, you know, there was times actually in the second period when we could have went for further goals, but we managed the game very cleverly. We kept possession, we moved it, went backside. Whereas if the game was tied tight, 0-0, we'd have been going to get those other goals. So that's for me, my point. That was pleasing for me as a coach, because it tells me then that some of the stuff we're trying to, you know, bring on the training field and understand game management and how to manage games, that's getting absorbed by the players. They're taking that on board. And that can only help us in the long term moving forward.
Dynamo manager Owen Coyle joining us here again. Just an absolutely wonderful night down at BBVA Compass Stadium. A 5-0 win for the Dynamo over FC Dallas. You know, Owen, when I left the stadium, the smiles on the fans' faces, the excitement, and the comments I'm getting from so many is they just love that the playing style now is more aggressive. I mean, we're looking up and seeing four players in the penalty area. We're seeing a lot of things that I know it's taken a lot of hard work to get to, and it's still, as you mentioned, not the finished article. But purpose of play is really getting the fans excited.
Well, listen, you know, and I've said to you this from day one, I've got a certain way that I always like my teams playing, and that was to be very offensive-minded. But to do that, I needed certain types of profiles to try and bring that to fruition. Now, again, we will never have, and you know, maybe hopefully in time we do, but we don't have the spending power at this moment in time than really a lot of the clubs in the MLS. So we had to be very clever and selective in terms of the pieces of the jigsaw we wanted to put together. But we want to play with wide players. We want them attacking. We've brought in an old-fashioned number 10, as they call it. So we said we were going to be an exciting team to watch, but equally we want to make sure that, you know, we're still doing our job against the ball and gives us the platform to win games. But yeah, we are committing players forward, you know that. Even our two midfielders with Clark and Lima, you know, they're still encouraged to get forward because we think there's goals in them. So, you know, I think it is an offensive team. But it's a team now, Glenn, that can, even when we are absorbing pressure, can hit people in the counter-attack. And with all due respect to the squad we had last year, and there was one or two good technical players, but we didn't have blistering pace. We didn't have real pace and power in the wide areas. So it was taking us an extra pass, really, to get to penetrate other teams who were then had players back in position and were able to deal with our attack better. Whereas now, you know, with one good pass, we can be threatening in behind because we have Wenger and Barnes wide with lightning pace and great quality. We have Will Bruin, who's always going to get goals. Maidana can pick and place those passes. And we have midfielders that are prepared to get forward and score a goal. We have defenders that can weigh in at set plays. And we have fullbacks, I think, that love to get on in the game as well. So, again, you know, nothing's decided in one or lost in two games. We have to be consistent over the course of the season. But we're certainly, we feel, in a better position to be moved forward and been challenging to be in those playoff spots.
Yeah, and Owen, it seems like the first time in a couple of years, to your point, that opponents now have to really respect you and maybe fear you on the counterattack a little bit and really have to have that in the back of their mind.
Well, I think that is a huge difference in respect of the mindset that people play. Because I think last year, as much as they looked and felt Houston Dynamo had some good players, I think they would understand, well, do you know what? I don't think they're really going to punish us quickly in a counter-attack. Whereas now, I think they'll look and think, oof, we've got to be careful with that ball because, you know, it's a lot of the stuff I say to you every week. If we give the ball away cheaply, teams can hurt you in the opposition. Because even going into the Red Bull game this week, Lloyd Sam, Grella, Wright Phillips, Krejcistan, McCarthy, Felipe, I mean, they'll all look to try and take care of the ball and hit you in the counter. So every week we're coming up against good players in the central areas and the wide areas. But I think they'll look now, it's just down one field. They're a team with the same. They've got pace, they've got quality, and a team that can hurt you.
Owen Coyle joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Owen, let's just talk about some injury concerns here. Obviously, Christian Maidana went off, Giles Barnes. What's your thoughts on them right now, obviously being a participant in Saturday's game against the Red Bulls?
Yeah, well, I mean, I always try and, you know, because I know the fans love the program, I know they tune in and listen, I'm always trying to be very informative for them and give them a heads up and be honest. And I think it's fair to say both of those players are a huge doubt for Saturday. Giles was good news in the respect of his hamstring was a grade one, which is the least serious, although they can be anything from 1 to 3 weeks. Now he's desperate to be out there on Saturday because, you know, he's really grasped the captaincy and he's performing and he's showing that, you know, he's very much got the interest of the team and the players at heart. So he's obviously trying to be, but I think it's a big ask, although we'll give him to the last minute on that one. Chaco Maidana, I mean, I think we've all seen how, you know, how much he was hurt by the head of Figueroa, who I felt, you know, was a straight red card for me. It wasn't given, but what's happened then? He's now, you know, Maidana's been hurt by that because he's been a bit groggy and still not been able to train with the group yet, and that then leads to, you know, if you've had a head knock, there's a certain protocol that you have to follow. So again, Maidana will be a huge doubt for Saturday. But again, at the moment as we speak, we'll still get a number of days, so let's see what happens in that. Again, if they miss out, as Tyler Derrick's missed out, and again, he'll miss on Saturday. As Shannon Williams missed out, we've tried to build a roster with people that can come in and be competitive. And to be fair to Bonilla Garcia, he's been fantastic in both games he's come into the play. Young Lionel Mirando did well again when he came in on Saturday, as did David Rocha. So we have players that can step in and help. Ideally, I would have loved, I thought, for the first time, Glenn, I was going to be able to name the same team 3 weeks in a row, but that looks as if it'll be taken away from me. But having said that, we've got players that want to beat the club, players that are ready to step in and play, and we'll go to Red Bull in good heart and good spirit and good confidence, knowing that we have players that can fit into the pieces of the puzzle.
Bonilla Garcia, Owen seems to be enjoying his football again, it looks like.
Well, I think that's a very fair assessment, and I think it's 100% correct. I mean, I've said to you, I'm a huge lover of Bonilla Garcia as a player, and always have been. And I told him last year, the issue was that he was never really fresh to do himself justice. And the two or three times that he was, then he played to a high level. And I told him in the pre-season, you know, when he's fresh and motivated, then, you know, he's a terrific player in the MLS. And he's shown that. He's been very unfortunate, I've got to say, not to be in the starting 11. But that's really primarily down to one of the people we've brought in, the places that we've tweaked. You know, you and I spoke about this last year, and I'm going away on a tangent, but forgive me, but I think it's important the fans understand. Alex Lima missed the last 2 months of last season, but I'd said to you that I had such a high opinion of him. I knew he could be my central midfield player because not only does he affect the game getting about and winning second balls, but he's a very clean passer and gives fantastic individual skill. So I knew that could be an area that we could improve as well. And Ricardo Clark, who is still not up to 100% in terms of fitness because of the injury he missed. You missed 3 weeks, but week by week he's getting better. You know, when you've got them in there as well, I think they really add. And Boniek's probably been really unlucky that he's missed out in that starting slot because, as you know, he can play in that central midfield area, he can play in the wide area, he can play as a number 10. And he gives us so much quality when he comes into play. So I'm really pleased for Bonilla. And, you know, the likelihood is, if any of the lads don't make it, Bonilla will be ready to start at Red Bull on Saturday.
Yeah, the depth is interesting and exciting. Today it was interesting and exciting down at your training facility, Houston Sports Park, because you got your Rio Grande Valley USL team there. And then, you know, here's the likes of Agus and a number of players, Kubo Torres, a whole bunch of different players, really getting a good match fitness game in. You're there, you're watching it, the GM is watching it, and it just seemed like a very healthy environment.
Yeah, well, as I mean, we pride ourselves on making sure we've got a very good environment to work in, so that when people walk in, they sense, you know, this is a good place to be, there's a good atmosphere, conducive to a good working environment. And the game today was important because those lads need a game, because, I mean, this is something I've always prided myself on wherever I've been playing as part of a group. You know, the player that plays 4 and 5 games this season, he's as important to me as the one that plays 32 and 33. And all the players need to feel that, and that's what we try and do. It's always going to be a fair fight, they understand that. But everybody is going to be called upon at some time. So today's game is perfect for that because it gets a great workout for the boys. They need a game. You know, Shannon Williams to play, you know, Agus Mansali, you know, Rocha, Manotas, Torres. Young Rob Lovejoy, his first outing because he was injured pre-season, did very well, as you know, and somebody, you know, I've got high hopes for. So all these boys, you know, they certainly need this game time. And today was great. Eric Torres was in amongst the goals with a great finish. Manotas looked so sharp. So, yeah, it was really pleasing to be able to play that game today at the facility.
He's Dynamo manager Owen Coyle joining us. You did mention Sasha Kleshchen, Mike Grella, Lloyd Sam, Bradley Wright-Phillips, Felipe, McCarty, all guys that can pass the ball, have a good skill set. I'm noticing the front fours in Major League Soccer now. Every team has got dangerous players in their front four. Now, this is a Red Bull team coming off a 3-0 loss. They're coming back home. This is going to be a big challenge, missing potentially Giles Barnes and certainly Christian Maidana.
Yeah, I think, I mean, listen, it's, you know, when I remember you and I having a laugh and a chuckle about this when the fixture list came out, because our first seven opponents were all playoff opponents. And we go from, you obviously, the New England who, you know, lost out the year last in the final to the Galaxy and were playoff contenders last year and did well, to FC Dallas, arguably the best team in the country last year, to now the Supporters Shield winners and a team packed with talent. But that's why we love, you know, the challenge of the MLS every week, because it throws up these quality games. And Saturday were no different. And you're right, I've watched both, you know, the Red Bulls games, the first game against Toronto and then the weekend against Montreal. And the margins are so fine. On both games, they could have come out the other side with positive results. So we're under no illusions how difficult this game will be. But, as I say, we go there in good heart. We're looking forward to the game. We'll make sure we're preparing as we always do and looking at this, you know, the fine details, the small details, trying to get them right. And if we do, then we know, and Red Bull will know, you know, we've got a real chance of going there and getting a positive result.
Owen, the process of you watching games, breaking games down, is that still something that you really enjoy doing as part of the whole preparation? Because, you know, that's painstaking, detailed work when you do that. But I get the sense that you really enjoy that part of the job.
No, we do. I mean, as a staff, we do. And we take no, you know, we try and leave no stone unturned, because, as I said before, it could be one little thing that helps you in that game. And but we love watching games, don't we? That's why it's the best game in the world, and we take pride in watching games. And when you're analysing your opponents, of course, you've got to make sure that you go through that with a fine, you know, a fine tooth, you know, make sure that we're covering everything. That's what we try and do. And as I said, you know, both are performances. They've not given bad performances, Red Bull. The margins have been very tight. Even on the weekend, for example, when they're down 1-0 at the time, and Brad Wright-Phillips has a wonderful chance to score and probably should have. Evan Bush makes a great save from the rebound. You know, boy, Danny Toya gets it. A couple of little touches forward. He plays a pass from his inside his own half that releases Piatti, who races through to score 2-0 in the space of 5 seconds. So the game probably should have been tied to 1-1, and they find themselves 2-0 down. So the level we're at now, you know, this is an elite league now in MLS, and that's, the margins are so fine. So, as I said before, I know we're going to have to be our very best, but we've shown in the opening two games that we can be. And if we do that again, we are capable of going there, as I say, and achieving that positive result for the Dynamo and its fans.
Off to a great start, Owen. Big entertainment down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Big win over FC Dallas. We wish you the best of luck. Wish the team the best of luck against the New York Red Bulls.
That's a pleasure, Glenn. Thanks. Really enjoyed the chat, as always.
Always enjoy having you on. That's Dynamo manager Owen Coyle. We wrapped it up in style here tonight for producers Derek Pittman, David Philpott. We thank you for tuning in tonight. Podcast, podcastarena.com, and also on iTunes. Listen to the Owen Coyle interview again, because you can pick up a lot of good bits heading in to the New York Red Bulls game. You can catch that game on Root Sports, the alternate channel. 6 o'clock Central Time is the kickoff. 5:30 is the pregame show. Thank you for listening in tonight. I'm Glenn Davis. Good night.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.